The president of the Ghana Amputee Football Federation, Francis Ajetisoa, has been elected unopposed as the substantive president of the Amputee Football Federation of Africa, AFA, the continental body for amputee football. Abiba Lamido of Nigeria took the position of first vice president. The second vice position went to Haruna Osman from Niger, with Mambod Sanai of Sierra Leone as the secretary general. This was at the Congress held alongside the ongoing third Cup of Nations for Amputee Football, CANAF, in Accra. After close to 7 hours of deliberations, delegates could not settle on which country to host the next and fourth edition of the African Amputee Football Tournament. Again, delegates could not agree on neither Ghana nor South Africa as the proposed headquarters for Amputee Football Federation of Africa. Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gazy was at the Congress held at the premises of Ministry of Youth and Sports and now reports.
Since its inception in 2007 in Sierra Leone, the Amputee Football Federation of Africa, AFA, seems not to have seen much progress except in membership, though it has been successful with the institution of a continental tournament named Cup of African Nations for Amputee Football, CANAF. It is yet to operate under a permanent secretariat. Not until now, AFA had been without a substantive executive body following the demise of its president, Robert Kalu of Liberia. The Accra Congress, attended by delegates from 6 out of 16 AFA member countries, sought to 1. Amend and upgrade AFA's constitution, 2. Elect substantive executives, 3. Name host of next CANAF, and 4. Propose a continental secretariat. Unfortunately, the three-hour delayed Congress, which ate into the late hours of yesterday, could not reach a consensus on who to host the next CANAF tournament and where to have the Continental Secretariat. However, an executive body headed by President of Ghana Amputee Football Federation, Francis Ajetisoa, was put in place to man the affairs of the Continental Body for the next 4 years. The proposal that Ghana and or South Africa be made the Continental Secretariat met stiff opposition from Sierra Leonean delegates. They thought Sierra Leone could be given that opportunity for being the brain behind AFA's establishment 4 years ago. Delegates finally agreed to do further consultations based on available resources and state-of-the-art facilities as well as extent of governmental support and arrive at a concrete decision by the end of the Accra tournament. Samuel Atipu, a representative of the sector minister, encouraged the four remaining participating teams at the ongoing third CANAF tournament to compete in fairness and unity, stressing the need to add value to life through sports. President-elect of AFA, Francis Ajetisoa, announced trophies and medals at stake for competitors at the Ghana tournament, which ends on Sunday.
There will be a coveted trophy donated by His Excellency Professor Atamius, a trophy we awarded to the Go King, the best player and best discovery. Medals in form of gold to the first winner, and the second winner and the third will be given a bronze in that order. The amputee football will be more colorful on Saturday.
Sierra Leone meet Liberia in the first semi-final game at 2 p.m. today, to be followed by Ghana's Black Challenge versus Angola at the Accra Sports Stadium at 4 p.m. For Radio Ghana, Rosemary Gazy reporting.